The Africa Report.
The Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish, who joins us every morning to give us the latest news coming from the African continent. Bonjour, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Bonjour, Ab. Ça va très bien, merci.
And to you who've just joined us, maybe it's your first time having a listen to this conversation between me and Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Jean-Jacques is officially our French teacher on the Early Breakfast Show. Every morning we greet him in French as we pursue our understanding of the French language. And so though, without wasting any time, Monsieur, let's talk about Burundi. What's the latest coming out of there?
Well, you know, things going bad to worse. I mean, I don't think we fully appreciate just how bad things are in Burundi. You know, I think I mentioned before, spoke to some diplomats, South African diplomats, to say, you know, you're not getting the real picture. It's much worse than the media is portraying. But, of course, Pierre Nkurunziza are taking that extra constitutional third term, 2015. Things have gone from bad to worse since then. Now he has a referendum next month that will enable him to actually stay in power till 2034. How long does he want to be there? But opponents of his will and those who have not actually registered to vote in that election are being rounded on by officials and by the youth wing in Mbonerakure and the police. In fact, two of them, Ab, sad to say, have been killed. There have been 19 cases of serious abuse registered in the last 4 months. This according to Human Rights Watch. The International Criminal Court also probing serious human rights violations in that country. Very, very depressing, you know, having followed its move to a political settlement brokered by none other than our own President Jacob Zuma. And seeing, you know, Pierre Nkurunziza being brought into the process somewhat reluctantly, maybe he did what, you know, Robert Mugabe did, believe that it couldn't happen without him. He could hold as tough as he wanted. But he was brought in. Suddenly we got this peace and, you know, in a country that, just like Rwanda, had genocide. It's got a very, very sad history. And that sad history is being prolonged now by Pierre Nkurunziza and his people behaving with complete impunity.
All right. And if you look at social media, you'd be at some very troubling conversations taking place about the Commonwealth Summit. Someone commented and said, look at the former colonies once again bowing down to their master, pleading their cases. But Brexit is has been on the spotlight on the Commonwealth.
Yes, indeed. Abs, you know, the Commonwealth, I'm a big supporter of it, as it happens. I think it pulls together some of the smaller nations in the world, gives them a forum. I do believe, you know, that if the Commonwealth didn't exist, it would have to be invented. Yes, it has this colonial and imperial background, no doubt about it. So the history is not entirely great. But, you know, the countries that have left it, South Africa left it under Hendrik Verwoerd, and came back under Nelson Mandela. Now the Zimbabwe left it under Robert Mugabe, and now come back under Emmerson Mnangagwa. So, you know, these countries see some value in it. Now, Cyril Ramaphosa is making his first visit to the Commonwealth. He saw Queen Elizabeth and he saw Theresa May yesterday, and he's now come away with 858 million rand over the next 4 years from Britain to improve the business environment, make it more attractive for investors. You know, he's on this 1.2 trillion rand drive for investment in South Africa, so vital for us, but that's going to work. Now, the thing about it is the relationship the Commonwealth has, it's a very important, I think, pressure group at the United Nations and so on. It's taken very seriously. And I think if the Commonwealth wasn't successful, then things like La Francophonie, the collection of French-speaking countries, wouldn't exist either. I think countries that have a common history should get together. And I don't think it's good enough simply to say, well, we're at the boots, or, you know, we're licking the boots of our imperial masters. Too simplistic. I think it's a valuable organization.
And in speaking about value, let's talk about U.S. Africa Command hosting 6th Africa-Led Forces Summit in Abuja.
Yes, that's indeed. Defense forces from across Africa there. They'll be talking about Boko Haram in Nigeria and Cameroon. They'll be talking about IS in the Sahel countries, those 5 Sahel countries. They'll be talking about Al-Shabaab in Somalia. Talking of those Sahel countries, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees are talking about ethnic violence increasing in Mali, which is very worrying, something I'll be looking at and talking about tomorrow, I think. But this Africa Command, of course, was somewhere that they wanted to set up headquarters, and I think they did approach South Africa, and the South African government said, no, you're not coming here to do that, you know. They haven't actually turned their back on them, but I think the imprimatur, the touch of a U.S. military hand on things is just too much for the South Africans to bear. The thing about it is that they have played something of a role, and things like this, I think, bringing together defense force chiefs to talk about common problems. Well, I'm a great proponent of jaw rather than war, as Winston Churchill used to say. I think better we talk than that we don't talk. And so I don't have great problems with the U.S. Africa Command either.
Look, I think my only problem with it is it's the U.S. Africa Command. Where is the AU Africa Command? That's where my problem is with this. Once again, and I understand, look, things have to be done. We can't wait for the African Union. But I'm just maybe talking out of frustration. You know, we always talk of Africa doing things for Africa. It seems like, once again, we've got to get the West to come in and assist.
Well, indeed, you know, the Africa Command won't be called that, but, you know, the Strategic African Forces, they've been working on that furiously. I mean, you go to the International the Institute for Security Studies here in Pretoria, have done enormous work on it. And, you know, we're pushing for it all the time. And even South Africa at one point said, okay, until we get a big one going, let's do something, let's at least get together. And they came up with a scaled down version about 3 years ago. So, I mean, it is absolutely vital. You know, it was one of the dreams of the African Union 2002 when it was initiated here in Durban to have a common army. Well, I mean, we're unfortunately miles away from that. But yes, we do need a greater strategic cohesion among Africans. And if by meeting under the auspices of the Africa Command that can be engendered, well, more power to that too.
Jean-Jacques Cornish, merci beaucoup. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Merci beaucoup, à demain.
Je vous en prie, à demain, mon cher ami.
Aïe, bonage. Tomorrow we discuss that last part. Thank you so much, Jean-Jacques Cornish. Je vous en prie.